When it comes to fashion, there's always a need to revamp your style. And Dubai is looking to do just that when it comes to high-end fashion offerings, as shopping remains a key part of the Emirates' tourism focus. Yesterday, we got a look at the new fashion district that was launched at the Mall of the Emirates. The 100 million dirham project is the first phase of Majid Al Futtaim Property's 1 billion dirham redevelopment plan, set to be completed by next year. The 5,000 square meter area houses 30 new stores in total, showcasing some of the most high-profile fashion brands from New York, Paris, London, Milan, and Dubai. During the launch event, we spoke to Fuad Mansour Sharaf, Senior Director of Property Management for Shopping Malls at Majid Al Futtaim Properties. He says on average, tourists visiting the Emirate are spending a lot more than residents.
These tourists are like distributed across the city. Regardless if it's a hotel, transportation, another shopping mall, they are like there visiting different places in Dubai. They are very important because usually the average spend of the tourist is double the average spend of the residents.
Dubai's retail sector accounts for about 13% of total GDP, according to the Dubai Economic Council. In terms of size, that puts it on the same level of the financial, real estate, and construction sectors. And with Dubai preparing for 20 million tourists by 2020, that figure could stand to see a major boost over the next 6 years. Anticipating this new demand, Sharaf tells us the mall's extension plans will be a key part of that growth.
We are on the top of the list when it comes to fashion. We are like competing with big international city, and I think it's a matter of time. And I think Dubai, like when you look at the bigger picture, everyone is benefiting from whatever is happening in Dubai because they bring more tourists, and these tourists are like distributed across the city.
Currently, Dubai Mall is leading the way in visitor numbers, attracting 75 million last year, with tourists representing half of that figure. But yesterday's launch is paving the way for more competition and more choices for shoppers. A number of big names will make their debut at the new district, including Alexander McQueen, Ali Dahari, and Alice and Olivia. But one important observation is that there's only one UAE-based brand in that group. Bon Guerrero is chairman of Fashion Forward, an organization at the forefront of a movement to showcase and promote fashion designers in this part of the world. He says there's a gap when it comes to local and regional designers represented at retail outlets here. Often the case, he says that's what tourists are actually looking for.
Local and regional designers should be more appealing to the tourists as well as the residents, only because, you know, these days, almost every mall in every major city, they're all beginning to look alike. It's the same stores wherever you go, whichever city or mall you go to. And a lot of especially seasoned and sophisticated tourists, they really look more for what is indigenous, what is local to the city, what is different and what is memorable that they can take from the city. So it's important to have, alongside obviously, you know, global power brands, it's very important to have your regional brands.
And with Dubai's official design district set to be completed next year and a fashion council currently being formed, he expects some positive changes ahead.
I think what Dubai Design District, DC as it's called, is what's going to offer is tangible space, a community where a complete ecosystem can actually exist. And that's a good starting point. But obviously, a lot of work has to be done by ourselves, by the designers themselves, by the retailers, by the buyers. So I think on the retail side or even the manufacturing starting to pay attention to our local designers. So I think everything is kind of like just snowballing into place at the right time.
For ARN News, I'm Jamana Saad.